So let's debate. First, let me introduce them. Our first debater is a 15-year-old SS3 student at Lagos State Model Senior College, Kankan Badagry, Moyoshere Okunowo. Welcome to I Beg to Differ. Our second debater is a 16-year-old SS3 student at Government Senior College, Ikoyi, Oye Titioluwa.
Yes,
welcome to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
All right. The contestants have been told the rules, but here they are again. I will give you a topic. One of you will be in support. One of you will be in opposition. You will each first get 3 minutes to present your positions. And then you'll each get another 2 minutes in the rebuttal round to address the points your opponent made. Remember, this is not the playoffs. This is the main event. That means no do-overs if you make an error. If you make an error and you want to start afresh, that's fine. But the clock is the clock. Our panel of judges will judge both rounds based on number, quality, and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, your score will not increase. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation will contribute to your points for style. Number of opponents' points addressed will help you during the rebuttal round. The strength of your rebuttal of each point will also greatly help you during the rebuttal round. If your scores are tied, there will be a tiebreaker round. You'll switch sides. You'll have 3 minutes to debate in favor of your opponent's position. You will be scored for all new points you make, which were missed by your opponent, and for new rebuttals to the points you made earlier on. Now, both of you already know your topic, but I want to ask if the rules are very clear. Do you have any questions?
No.
Lagos, do you have questions? Lagos said no. Now, your topic is brain drain is affecting Nigeria negatively. Now, let's decide who supports and who opposes. Oye, you pick. Can I call you Moyo?
Yes, ma'am.
You pick. Okay. So who's going first?
Supporting.
You're supporting. All right. Remember to speak into your mics, even when you're facing your opponent or facing me or the panel of judges. Just speak into your mic. Time for round one, the presentation round. Let's start with the motion supporter and then the motion opposer. Our motion supporter of whether brain drain is affecting Nigeria negatively is 16-year-old SS3 student at Government Senior College, Ikoyi, Oye Titioluwa. Your time starts now.
Good day, moderator, panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, co-debater, and ever attentive audience. My name is Oye Titioluwa Deborah. I am a student of Government Senior College, Ikoyi. I'm here to support the motion that states brain drain is affecting our country, Nigeria, negatively. Before I begin, I'd like to explain the concept of brain drain. According to Oxford Advanced Learning Dictionary, brain drain can be defined as the movement of highly skilled and qualified individuals from one country to another country where they can work in better conditions to earn money. Some causes of brain drain include poverty, unemployment, incessant crisis, lack of financial security, and so on. In line with research, Nigeria is said to have witnessed an increasing number of skilled workers migrating to another country. A lot of these immigrants are Nigerians that were bred in Nigerian universities, which are highly funded by the government. In 2018, Nigerians received up to $25.1 billion from Nigerians living abroad, a figure that has tripled the country's capital expenditure budget. With that, the mass migration does not seem to be ending anytime soon, and this affects our country in so many negative ways, such as some which include it's caused the loss of human capital in the country, there is limited capacity to innovate, there was loss of capital invested in the subsidized public education, and so much more. Follow me as I elucidate my point. To begin, the human capital plays a significant effect in the Nigerian economic growth, as it is an asset consisting of the knowledge and skills held by an individual, which can be utilized by an organization or country in order to boost its productivity. But presently, the human capital in Nigeria is reducing at a drastic rate. Statistics show that Nigeria's current HDI value is 0.539, which puts Nigeria in the low human development class, positioning as 161 out of 189 countries. Due to the economic situation of our country, individuals prefer to migrate to other countries in search of greener pastures, and this eventually leads to the reduction of human capital in the country. Secondly, another negative effect of brain drain to our country, Nigeria, is there is limited capacity to innovate. What I mean by innovative capacity is it is the introduction of new ideas or processes which can be beneficial to an organization or a country. And this is so important because without innovation, there isn't anything new. And without anything new, there won't be no progress. But because of the due to the effects of brain drain in the lives of these innovators, they leave the country and it will eventually lead to the country's stagnation. Finally, another negative effect of brain drain to our country, Nigeria, is there is loss of capital invested in the subsidized public education. According to research, it costs up to 30 to 50 million naira to train one specialist in medicine. Nigeria is one of such countries to have lost up to $2 billion since 2010 in training doctors who later migrate to other countries. And this affects our country immeasurably. So with these points, I hope I've been able to establish the fact that yes, indeed, brain drain has affected our country, Nigeria, negatively. Thank you.
Oye Titiloluwa there. Congratulations. Well done. Good job. Titiloluwa is the head girl, by the way. She's the head girl at Government Senior College Ikoyi. Now let's come to a health prefect. She's a health prefect at the Lagos State Model Senior College, Kankan, Badagry, Moyoshere, Okunowo. Your time starts now.
A research carried out by Brandy Maria Carolina of the Italian National Research Council in December 2004 on the topic, the issue of brain drain, traced brain drain to the Royal Society in 1963 and defined it as the exodus of British scientists to the United States of America. Today, the term is used to describe the movement of relatively highly educated people from developing countries to developed countries. Good evening, the moderator, panel of judges, the timekeeper, co-debater, and the audience. I am Yosoro Okunowo of Lagos State Model Senior College, Kankan, Badagry, Education District 5, opposing the proposition which states that brain drain is affecting Nigeria negatively. I strongly believe that brain drain is not affecting Nigeria negatively. Rather, it is a blessing in disguise. Because, first, the skills and knowledge acquired by Nigerians who emigrated abroad later translate into fortune for the country. For example, the one-time Minister of Finance under former President Olusegun Obasanjo, who is now the Director General of the World Trade Organization, Dr. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, deployed her experience at the World Bank to transform the economy of the country during her tenure and was able to secure debt forgiveness for Nigeria through a diplomatic dexterity. Second, technologically, as Nigeria partners with other countries to train our citizens abroad, Nigerians get exposed to modern ways of doing things, thereby using their technological know-how to try to drive other sectors of the economy for the overall development of the country. Again, brain drain has helped Nigerians in diaspora to maximize and discover their potentials, thereby improving the image of Nigeria internationally, making the world know that we have individuals and professionals that can compete favorably across the globe. A good example of this is Philip Enegwali, the inventor of the fastest computer in the world. In addition, brain drain has improved Nigeria's exchange rate because as Nigerians in diaspora send dollars to their relatives, it cushions the effect of dollar to the advantage of naira. Furthermore, funnily, brain drain has reduced the level of unemployment in the country because as Nigerians migrate abroad, more people are employed or upgraded to occupy their spaces, thereby increasing the standard of living and reducing crime rates. Finally, panel of judges, as Nigerians in diaspora woo investors back home, it reduces the financial burden on the government, making the government to focus on providing concrete infrastructures and not providing stomach infrastructures. Thank you, and I'll be back.
All right, thank you very much. Moyo there, Moyo Okunowo. Well done, good job. Okay. Lagos, the I Beg to Differ debate tournament is brought to you by Paystack. And you can check out what Paystack is doing on paystack.com/beg to differ. We'll take a break so that my debaters can catch their breath. When we come back, it will be time for the rebuttal round. I am Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Nigeria Info 99.3. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Paystack is our headline sponsor on I Beg to Differ, the Students Debate Tournament. We have a 15-year-old and a 16-year-old in the studio with us. The 15-year-old is in SS3. She's the health prefect at the Lagos State Model Senior School, Kankan, Badagry. Her name is Moyo Okunowo, and she has opposed that brain drain is affecting Nigeria negatively. Her opponent is Oye Titiloluwa, who is the head girl at the Government Senior College Ikoyi. She's 16 years old and she supported that, yes, brain drain is affecting Nigeria negatively. We have done the presentation round. It is time now for the rebuttal round. And we're going to start this time with the opposer. Moyo, your time starts now. Remember, you've got 2 minutes.
I am back as promised. I heard my opponent say that brain drain has drained Nigeria of human capital, making our Nigerians migrate abroad for greener pastures. I am to tell you this, that as Nigerians go abroad to learn their courses or to be more efficient in their courses, they gather experience to be able to come back to Nigeria and develop the nation. They gather experience to be able to come back to Nigeria and revamp the country's economy. A good example of this is Akinwumi Adesina, who went abroad and came back to become the Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development. And also Dr. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala, who is now the Director General of the Trade Organization, also came back to Nigeria and became the Minister of Finance. There are many works to have been said that Dr. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala has done. Also, my opponent said that brain drain has resulted to loss of capital investment. I'm going to tell you that as the government is capable, they should be able to have a succession plan, a plan B, to make sure that other Nigerians are available to occupy their spaces. They should be able to make sure that employment opportunities should be well granted to Nigerians. This way, other Nigerians should have the opportunity to have access to employment, because I'm very sure that outside there are amazing Nigerians who can occupy these spaces. We should not depend on Nigerians who have migrated abroad. What if these Nigerians die or they retire? What are the government going to say? Are they going to still depend on them? They have to work harder. They have to think above their capacity and make sure that they have Nigerians that will have access to these employment opportunities, and so that it could revamp the country's economy. Also, you said that brain drain has resulted to limited capacity to innovate. Nigerians are not dumb. Facing Nigeria out there, they can occupy these spaces. There are no limited capacity to innovate. Is it about tax revenue? By the time foreign entrepreneurs come to Nigeria and feel whole, it is easier to establish companies in Nigeria since the developing countries. A good example of this is the Chevron company, who has come to Nigeria to establish a company. This company has come here and they have been able to establish a company and even employ Nigerians. These Nigerians are going to giving tax revenue to the government, increasing the tax for the government, and even this company will pay tax to the government. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well done, Moyo. Oh yeah, your 2 minutes starts now.
Still supporting the existing topic, has brain drain affected our country Nigeria negatively? And I still say yes, it has affected our country Nigeria negatively. You said a few points ago that brain drain is a blessing in disguise. If you say it is so, why is Nigeria still not developed economically or technologically? We are still facing the same issues, especially in the medical aspect. You also mentioned that it provides employment spaces for individuals. But why are there still a large number of youths in the country that are unemployed? We are seeing them in the streets. Some are doing cyber work, some are working illegally, or some are doing all sorts of jobs. If what you say is true, then why are still they are not employed yet? You also mentioned that the remittances has favored the country of some sort. If what you say is true, why is Nigeria still in debt to a lot of countries, some like China or the USA? The government, yes, you said that we have youths that have like the potential in order to fill in the spaces, that we should not depend on those who have migrated outside the country. Yes, but are the government actually exploiting the talents of these youths? Even for instance, if they say a student now got 9 A's in his WAEC exam, normally it's those from outside the country that will come and exploit that student from his country in order to take him there, in order to develop him. So to me, the country isn't gaining anything eventually. So with these points, I hope I've been able to establish the fact that, yes, brain drain has affected the country negatively. Thank you.
Thank you, Oye. Well done to both of you. Thank you for a fantastic debate. Now let's see if our judges are ready with the results. I think we should buy them a bit of time by going on a very quick break, so that they can collate the results and then we can announce and then we can talk to Lagos. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Do you have a growing business or an exciting idea for one? Take your business to the next level with Paystack. Paystack helps you accept payments online from anyone, anywhere in the world, and in any currency they choose to pay in. Naira, US dollars, pounds, any currency. We also give you all the tools you need to scale your business for free. So, no website? Cool, you can create one for free with Paystack. Are you always on the move? You can manage sales and orders from a mobile app. Do you want to get paid faster? You can send quick online invoices to your clients. And there's lots more for you to discover. To get started, create your free account at paystack.com/beg to differ. Once again, go to paystack.com/beg to differ to sign up free for all the tools that you need to start and scale your business.
Thank you again to Paystack. The results are in. During the presentation, Oye scored 21 points. For style, the judges awarded her 21 points. During the rebuttal, Oye scored 18 points. And for style, the judges rewarded her 24 points. During the presentation round, Moyo scored 30. The judges rewarded her 21 points for style. During the rebuttal round, Moyo scored 12. The judges awarded her 21 points for style. Lagos, with a total of 84 each, we have a tie. That means that we're moving to the tiebreaker round. But I'm going to give you guys a chance to get ready. So we will go on another quick break. When we come back, you're going to get a little more action, Lagos. The debaters are switching sides for the tiebreaker. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.
Good day, honorable judges, my moderator, timekeeper, my fellow co-debater. My name is Samitha Kaushik. I'm 13 years old.
The auditions are over.
Now it's time to debate.
The whole concept of democracy is commence here in the...
The I Beg to Differ debate tournament returns to your radio on Monday, March 7th.
I strongly concur that the barbaric and outdated Act 16 secondary school students made the cut.
For example, if you look at Cameroon, what's happening right now is
illegal. But now, to stay in the game, they'll have to go head to head.
The full meaning of a job means joining other businesses. But how...
No second chances. Win or go home.
What if AI is the end of the world? What if? What if it will cost the end of the world?
Until we have one winner, 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, my panel of judges, and my great debaters, Mondays to Thursdays, live at 4 p.m. on 99.3 Nigeria Info. And catch the replay the next day from 4 p.m. on Wazobia Max TV, showing on DSTV Go TV, Star Times, and on UHF Channel 57.
This tournament is brought to you in partnership with Paystack, supported by Frentivo.
Oye Titioluwa will now be opposing that brain drain is affecting Nigeria negatively, while Moyoshore Okunowo will now be supporting that brain drain is affecting Nigeria negatively. Remember, of course, that the debaters have switched sides, same topic, but we have a new supporter and a new opposer. 3 minutes each. Time to debate. We'll start with the motion supporter, then we'll move to the motion opposer, Moyo.
A research carried out by Brandy Maria Carolina of the Italian National Research Council in December 2004 on the topic, the issue of brain drain, traced brain drain to the Royal Society in 1963 and defined it as exodus of British scientists to the United States of America. Today, the term is used to describe the movement of relatively highly educated people from developing countries to developed countries. Good evening, moderator, panel of judges, the timekeeper, co-debater, and the audience. I am Oyosore Okunowo of Lagos State Model Senior College, Kankan Badagry, Education District 5, supporting the proposition which states that brain drain is affecting Nigeria negatively. To start with, the migration of Nigerian doctors abroad for greener pastures because of poor remuneration and unfavorable working conditions has reduced the number of doctors in the country, which is detrimental to our health sector. Also, the migration has resulted in loss of tax revenue for the government. For instance, the Daily Trust newspaper of January 5, 2013 reported that over 5,000 Nigerians travel abroad every month for medical attention, leading to a loss of 78 billion naira annually to capital flights. Again, brain drain has drained Nigeria of human capital, as distinguished economists such as Akinwumi Adesina of the African Development Bank, Dr. Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala of the World Trade Organization, who should have used their wealth of experience and expertise to revamp the country's economy, are now bringing gains to their benefactor countries and organizations. What a monumental loss. Besides, for lack of investment in education, Nigeria has lost some of its best brains to developed countries. For example, in 2016, a data provided by the West University in Texas revealed that Nigerian Americans are the most educated ethnic group in the country, just as the Migration Policy Institute revealed that 29% of Nigerian Americans have graduate degrees and a minimum of 4% holds a PhD, which is 3 times higher than any other ethnic group in the United States. Furthermore, brain drain has increased the level of unemployment in the sense that entrepreneurs who should have established more companies prefer to invest in economically stable economies. Finally, panel of judges, brain drain has scared away foreign investors because of loss of interest in our unstable economy, which is occasioned by the emigration of entrepreneurs and skilled workers. Thank you, and I'll be back.
Well done, Moya. Good job. 3 minutes well spent. Oye, your time starts now.
Good evening, moderator, panel of judges, accurate timekeeper, co-debater, and ever attentive audience. My name is Oyetutuluwa Deborah. I am a student of Gomez Senior College Ikoyi. I'm here to oppose the motion that states brain drain has affected our country, Nigeria, negatively. Before I begin, I'd like to explain the concept of brain drain. According to Oxford Advanced Learning Dictionary, brain drain can be defined as the movement of highly skilled and qualified individuals from one country to another where they can work in better conditions to earn money. Some causes of brain drain include poverty, unemployment, incessant crisis, lack of financial security, and so on. The brain drain hypothesis has its implications, sure, but discussion often fails to mention that there are also positive effects of brain drain in the country, some which include it enables the government to look inwards for self-development, it generates general development, it induces remittance flows in the country, and so much more. Follow me as I annotate my point. To begin, whenever an individual migrates to another country, they become part of the diaspora and can make economic contributions to their country. According to research, Nigerians gained up to, in 2018, they gained up to $25.1 billion from Nigerians living abroad, a figure that has tripled the country's capital expenditure budget. Currently, as of January 2022, Nigerians are receiving not less than $100 million weekly. Remittance inflows have been increasing in Nigeria over the decades, and it is becoming a constant source for economic growth and development in the country. Secondly, I believe that brain drain enables the government to look inwards for self-development. The Minister of State for Health, Dr. Olorunimbe Mamura, who expressed his concern over the issue of brain drain in the country, said that the government is working assiduously towards discouraging the outflow of Nigerian physicians from the country. He made these statements during the inauguration of some medical health centers and posts, some which include the Federal Medical Health Center Akure Annex, the Federal Medical Health Center Ebute Metta, the Intensive Care Unit and Reference Laboratory in the Owo area of Ondo State. Finally, I believe that brain drain also generates general development among the unprofessionals who have the knowledge of the skill. For example, today in Nigeria, we have illiterates who can dismantle a car and assemble it back. We even have some studying the local way of making medicines, and this cannot be deemed as unprofessional practice because it is due to the absence of the professionals that it brought up their own ideal intelligence to provide solutions for their problems, which tallies with the saying, necessity is the mother of invention. So with these points, I'll be able to establish the fact that yes, indeed, brain drain has affected our country, Nigeria, in a positive way. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Titiloluwa. Good job.
Titiloluwa is the head girl at the Government Senior College Ikoyi, and she faced Moyo Kunowo, the health prefect, 15 years old, SS3 student at Lagos State Model Senior College, Kankan, Badagry. Lagos will await the results from our judges. If it's another tie, I don't know what I'm going to do. Titi Lua is looking a little bit alarmed. Titi, do you want it to be another tie? Do you want it to be another tie? Do you want to keep going? Do you think you have what it takes to keep going?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
How about you, Moyo?
Yes.
You want another tie?
No, really.
No? You want us to just get this over with, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, the results are in. We've got presentation round, 21 points to Oye, 30 points to Moyo. Style, the judges awarded Oye 21 points. Moyo, they awarded 21 points. The rebuttal round, 18 points to Oye, 12 points to Moyo. 24 points for style was awarded to Oye. 21 points for style was awarded to Moyo. During the tiebreaker round, points for presentation for Oye, 15. Moyo scored 18. Style, the judges awarded Oye 24 points, and they awarded Moyo 18 points, with a total of 123 to 120. The debater moving on to the quarterfinal is Oye Titi Loloa.
You can have
well done. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Well done. Thank you both for a wonderful debate. There can only be one winner, and you both fought very, very hard. Moyo, I want you to know that you were in the top 10% of applicants out of over 240. And the fact that you came here today and you tied and you had to keep battling during the tiebreaker round should tell you that you did a fantastic job. Everyone who's watching loves what you did. All the comments are in support of you and Oye. Ladies, you did fantastic. We've got ice cream waiting for you downstairs so you can cool off. Eh? Some of that tension, let it melt away with the ice cream. We've even got ice cream for both of you. So please, on your way downstairs, you pick it up at the reception. We'll see you next week. Oye, we'll send you an email with your next topic. We'll send it this evening. Thank you so much, ladies, for your time. Have yourselves a fantastic weekend.
Thank you so much.